Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Wilman. The New Year's crowds that normally throng the streets of New York City were missing this year, replaced by empty streets and an eerie quiet as the ball dropped over Times Square. In Las Vegas, it was the opposite, crowded sidewalks as mostly masked people turned out to celebrate. In Moscow, meanwhile, revelers were cheering on Red Square as President Vladimir Putin wished Russians a brighter new year in remarks broadcast on television. U.S. Senator David Perdue of Georgia has gone into quarantine after close exposure to someone infected with COVID-19. Perdue is engaged in a tough runoff race. The quarantine takes him off the campaign trail just days before the election. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Lily Oppenheimer reports.
The Perdue campaign says the senator and his wife both tested negative for the virus Thursday. Even so, Perdue, his wife, and his campaign team say they'll follow CDC guidelines. The senator, who faces Democratic challenger John Ossoff in Tuesday's election runoff, planned to attend a rally with President Trump this weekend in Georgia. Trump will be there in an effort to boost Republican turnout for what is expected to be a very tight contest. The outcome of two U.S. Senate runoffs in Georgia will determine which party controls the Senate in the next Congress. For NPR News, I'm Lily Oppenheimer in Atlanta.
Authorities in Minneapolis on Thursday released body camera video of an officer shooting and killing a man during a traffic stop. As Matt Sipik of Minnesota Public Radio reports, police made the video public less than 24 hours after the incidents.
The clip shows police ordering the driver of a car to stop before boxing it in. Seconds later, glass shatters outward from the driver's side window, then an officer opens fire. Police Chief Madeira Arredondo says police were conducting a weapons investigation, and the video confirms that they faced a deadly threat.
When I viewed the video that everyone else is viewing, and certainly the real-time, the slowdown version, it appears that the individual inside the vehicle fires his weapon at the officers first.
23-year-old Dalal Eid was pronounced dead at the scene. A woman riding with him was not injured, nor were any officers. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in Minneapolis.
The finance minister for Canada's most populous province has resigned after going on a Caribbean vacation during the pandemic. Rod Phillips also apparently tried to hide that he was on vacation by sending social media posts showing him in a sweater in front of a fireplace. He had gone on vacation despite government guidelines that were urging people to avoid non-essential travel. Despite a massive nosedive in the spring, Wall Street finished out the year on Thursday by setting records. The S&P 500 was up 16% for the year at the closing bell. The Dow Jones Industrials, meanwhile, were up 7.2%. U.S. markets will be closed for New Year's. This is NPR. It's Public Domain Day today. As of January 1st, thousands of books, movies, songs, and other material from 1925 are no longer under copyright protection. As NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, The Great Gatsby is just one of the many classic novels now in the public domain.
Besides F. Scott Fitzgerald's masterpiece, books entering the public domain now include Mrs. Dalloway by Virginia Woolf and classics by Sinclair Lewis, Franz Kafka, Ernest Hemingway, and Agatha Christie. So are other works from 1925, like Buster Keaton's silent film Go West and the song Sweet Georgia Brown. Now community orchestras can play music in the public domain for free. Scholars will not have to get permission to study this material, and books in the public domain can appear online without charge. All part of a living cultural conversation that anyone can join. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
The Pentagon is sending home the only Navy aircraft carrier operating in the Middle East. That move comes as tensions increase there with Iran. The USS Nimitz deployed from the U.S. in April and was overdue for a return to its home ports. New Year's Day is a day for rest and college football for many Americans. There are four major games on tap. Georgia takes on Cincinnati at noon Eastern time, while Auburn and Northwestern face off at 1 p.m. At 4 p.m., Notre Dame meets Alabama in the first of two playoff games. And in the day's finale, the Ohio State Buckeyes try to avenge last year's loss to Clemson in the Sugar Bowl. Game coverage begins at 8 p.m. All times are Eastern. I'm Dale Wilman, NPR News.